We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, the top of page Tzadi Vav, the page after 190. Bircha Zimun B'Shlosha Oba Asara. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hayu HaMesub in Shlosha Chayavim B'Zimun. If there were three people that were eating together, they're a Chayav in Zimun. Sha'omer Echad Mehem Nevarech Sha'achanu Mishalo. One leads off and says, Nevarech Sha'achanu Mishalo. V'Heim Onim V'Omrim, and they respond and say, Baruch Sha'achanu Mishalo V'Tuvo Chayinu. V'uchozer v'omer baruch shachanu mishalo v'tuvo chayinu baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam hazon es ha'olam. So after the leader responds baruch shachanu mishalo, he goes right into benching. V'im heimar ba'a, if there were four people there, yacholomar baruchu shachanu mishalo. Then he doesn't have to say nevaruch shachanu mishalo, which is a lashon of including himself. Let us bless the one that we ate from. Rather, he could say, if he wants, baruchu, that you should bless. Because there are three people besides him, so he can command those three to bless. But even though you could say the lashon of baruchu shachanu mishalo, it's better not to take yourself out of the klal and to say nevarich, even if it's four, to have yourself included as well. If there are 10 people, then you mention Hashem's name, Sha'omer Nevarach Elokeinu, V'heim Onim V'omrim Baruch Elokeinu. Baruch, fine. Ein Lomer Nevarach Lelokeinu B'lamed, you don't say Nevarach Lelokeinu with a lamed, Ubein Shu Asara Omeya O Elef O Ribo, whether there are 10 people eating there together, or 100, or 1,000, or 10,000, Kachem Mevarachim, they use the same expression of Nevarach Lelokeinu, they don't change, that's a Machlokas Tanoim in Brachos. V'chol HaMeshanem Mizeh HaNusach, anyone who changed from this proper nusach could go and shomer nevarich al hamazon shachanu. He adds in the word mazon. We'll see what the problem is with each of these lashonos. O shomer lemi shachanu mishalo. Instead of saying nevarich shachanu mishalo, he says to the one shachanu mishalo. O shomer bimkom uvetuvo. He says mituvo. O bimkom chayinu omer chayim hareza bur. All these things, he is a bur. Ukeshem asara. And when there are 10 people, kevan shemaskirin as Hashem. Since they're mentioning the Shem Hashem, Yocholomar Nevarach Elokeinu Al Hamazon Shachanu Mishalo. Then the expression that we said you can't say of Al Hamazon, but if you have 10 people and you're saying Elokeinu anyway, so then you could say Al Hamazon Shachanu Mishalo, and we'll see exactly why Emir Hashem in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah with Sifkat and Aleph. We said in the beginning of the Mechaber that if three people are sitting together, they are Chayv and Zimun. They need to join together and make a bracha b'loshen rabim. That one should say nevarach she'achanu, like the Mechaber told us. And the Rabbanon relied this on a pasuk. They have an asmachta. The Ksiva, as the pasuk says, gadlu l'Hashem iti unuramu shmo yachtov. The mashma, that pasuk is mashma she'echad yomer l'shnayim, that one person is speaking to two people. Inami, or from a different pasuk, mimaydik siv ki shem Hashem ekra havu godol alokeinu. The kol shekein imheim yoser ad asara, certainly if there's more than three people up to 10, kemoshe yisbar lufaneinu. So there is a few very important notes that we have to see right away in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll begin with note number one. Achein. Rak im esibu yachod b'shas achilo chayovim b'birchas hazimun. You're only chayet to make a mezumen if they sat together b'shas achilo, they joined together in their achilo. Ke mevur b'shochanach l'kaman, like we'll see in the shochanach in the next siman, in Mitzvah Shem, u'b'chazunish. Ach kesha'ochlu b'li kviyos yachad. But if they ate without being koveya together, the Shaar Tzion tells us later, she'mi'acher she'ha'echod einu yachol l'hotzi eschaveya b'birchas hamazom. Since one is not able to patter his friend with benching, lo shayel sheyitzdarfu yachad lazimun. In that scenario, they also can't join together for a zimun. Od hisbar b'shochanarach le'el. The shochanarach also told us earlier, shebizmaneinu nowadays, she'ein anu regilin beheseba. Since we are not regular to sit beheseba, to lie down, yeshiva yachad b'shulchan echad o b'mapa achas misarefes b'neihem, sitting around one table or around one tablecloth joins together the people. The Hevia Biralocha Shom is Das Hagra. The Biralocha brings down the Gra. Shekeshekavu Leocho Yachad. If they were Koveya to eat together, O Balabaya Sheochelim Debeso, or there's Balabaya sitting with his family, Afilu Einam Ochlim B'Shulchan Echad. Even if they're not sitting at one table and eating, Or with one tablecloth, kol she yoshim v'ochlim biyachad. So long they're sitting and eating together, tehainu she'ena mefuzarim echad heina v'echad heina. They're not scattered, one over here, one over there. They're just eating together, eat them at the same table, then they're still mitzdarf and they join together for a zimun. V're'ei od l'kamon, she'kedei lehitzdarif l'zimun, tzorech she'aschilu o she'yigmeru yachad asasudu. We'll see in the next zimun of Mirtz Hashem, that in order to join together for a zimun, you need to start or end the suda together. In note number 2, he brings down the kos of Ramah le'el. Ramah told us earlier, Shamavarech yomar t'chila b'rshus morai v'rabosai, that the leader of the benching should say in the beginning, b'rshus morai v'rabosai, v'chein kos of al-kobo, and so too writes the kolbo, and we quote, u'miderech ha-musr l'kol mi she'yavarech, it's the appropriate way for whoever is leading the benching, she'yito r'shus min ha-gedolim ha-masubin sham, that he should ask permission from the greater ones who are sitting there, v'omer b'rshus rabosai nevarech. V'chein kos of al-kitzah shechnarech. Via Orchas Chaim, Ubir Agon of Yaakov Emden, Shema Shomer Batchila Rabosai Nevarich Ein Ze Ella Haskara VeAzhara SheYidnu HaMesuvin Daitom LeChavim LeShmoa Birchas Azimun. That which we start off the Mezumin by saying, Rabosai Nevarich, that's only to catch everyone's attention so they focus on the Zimun. Achadayin Tzarech Lito Rishus MeHarabim, you still have to ask permission from the people that are there, umei rabo, and from one's rebbe, umei chaveru, umei shegadol memenu, and therefore we have the two expressions. We have a rasai nevarech, and then we say bershus, morai v'rabosai, whatever other additions you say over there. One other important note that we'll see is note number 4, which makes a very beautiful diuk in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said that the rabbanon use two psukim as an asmachta for zimun. So it's clear mashiv in the Mishnah Berurah that it's only an asmachta, that we're not actually learning it out from the pasuk. It would not be daraisa. And note number 4, he brings up that it's actually a machlokas. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah shebirchas hazimun chiyuvah midrabanan. It's mashma that it's only a chiyuvah midrabanan, and they use the psukim as an asmachta. Ukedas haro'o v'aritvo v'aolas tomid. V'chein koso b'sharatzion l'kamon. Shekein das rov ha-poskim. That is the opinion of rov poskim. Me'idach, on the other hand, that tur hevi shedas ha-raivit shebirchas hazimun chiyuvah midaraisa. The tur brings that the raivit holds that zimun is daraisa. V'chein koso v'alavush. For Lazet, note that that's the Chazanish, and the Chazanish is leaning towards that side as well. The host of the Chazanish adds, "Shelo yadati mihema rova poskim sheviyam mishabura shebrichas azimun chiyuvah midrabanan." He says, "I don't know where the Sharat Zion gets off saying that rova poskim say as the rabbanon." The Chazanish seems to lean towards that it would be the araisa. Now, what's the nafkamina? If it's araisa, the rabbanon, we have to do it anyway. So he brings a few nafkaminas. We'll read a couple of them. Hanafkamina mavu eras lekamon. So the nafkamina number 1 that we'll discuss later is b'mikrish shemiktsas mibnei hachabura ochlu kedei svia. Some people that were part of the chevra that were eating ate till they were full, means they're chayv and benching daraisa. Umiktsasam ochlu rak kezayas, and some of them only ate kezayas, and therefore they're only chayv and benching with the rabbanon. Umavorchir kol elcha b'fnei atzmo, they're all benching by themselves. Elo she'echad mezamin aleim, just having a mezumin and one's leading. She'im has zimun humi daraisa. If you hold zimun is daraisa, so mutav shamezamein yia echad me'elu she'achlu k'dei sviya. If you hold that zimun is daraisa, you should use a person to lead the zimun that has a chi of daraisa and benching, one who ate till he was full. V'mazimun humi d'rabbanon, but if zimun is only d'rabbanon, so af echad me'elu she'achlu k'zayis yachol azamin l'chalchila. Then we could use even someone who only ate a k'zayis, who's only chayim d'rabbanon, to lead the zimun, which is anyway only d'rabbanon. Now, if kavina number 2, k'mo k'muva l'kamon. If Zimun is only Midrabanon, we can allow the leader of the Zimun to be a 13-year-old, even if we don't know he has Shtei Saros. But if Zimun is Daraisa, we wouldn't be allowed to let him do the Zimun. This is very nogeh for Bar Mitzvah boy. That's why it's certain things that a Daraisa, Bar Mitzvah boy can't do unless we know Vada that he has Shtei Saros. So we let him do the Drabanon, Zam for the Amud, other things. So Zimun would be a nafkamina. If it's daraisa, the bar mitzvah boy should not be leading the Zimun. If it's the rabbanon, then he can. And the last nafkamina that we'll see is v'chein b'safek and birach b'chaz ha-zimun. If somehow there's a doubt of whether you did a Zimun or not, so the Prima Gadam writes, shetalui ha'im zeu safek daraisa u'luchumra safek d'rabbanon l'kula. So again, if it's daraisa Zimun, so we say safek daraisa u'luchumra, you would go back and do a Zimun. If you hold that it's only the rabbanon, so it becomes a safek d'rabbanon, and then we know we say safek d'rabbanon l'kula. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkot and Beis. So we said the leader says, Nevarech Shachanu Mishalo, Bazoar Hisiru Lomar Bipiv. The Zohar warns us to say with our mouths, Kodem Birchas HaMazon, before benching, Tein Lanu HaKos and Nevarech. please give us the cup for benching, or bo unavarech, or come and let's bench. Lefisha kol davar shebekdusha tzarech hazmana bepeh over lasiyoso. Any davar shebekdusha needs a preparation by the mouth right before you do it, kedei lahamshech hakedusha, in order to draw out the kedusha onto the maisa that you're going to do. Umizen nehagim lomer b'loshon Ashkenaz, Rabbi Sayyid Mevel mentioned. And therefore the minhag is, b'loshon Ashkenaz, to say this lashon, or to say Rabbi Sayyid Nevarech, that as the Zohar says, is to bring out the kedusha before you do the maisa. Now, we saw in note number 2, we saw from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that it's really to get everyone's attention. So it really has these two goals in mind. One is to catch everyone's attention by saying Rabbi Sayyid Nevarech, and two is based on what the Zohar is, that you're drawing out the Kedusha, getting the Kedusha ready for the Maisa, that Maisa Mitzvah you're about to do. But there is an interesting Aruch HaShulchan that's brought down in note number 6 in the second paragraph. He brings down the Aruch HaShulchan Hevi as Lashon HaZohar Shekosav Shebechol HaMitzvos Sheyesh Bracha Lifnei Asiyosan. Any mitzvah that has a bracha before you perform the mitzvah, which is most mitzvahs, ha bracha hi hazmana l'mitzvah. So the bracha itself is the hazmana for the mitzvah, and that's what brings down the kedusha. Levad mibrachas hamazon. The only exception really is benching. Sha bracha atzma hi hamitzvah, because in that case the bracha itself is the mitzvah. V'lochein tzarech hazmana miyuchedas lifnei habracha. Therefore, you need a special hazmana of Rabbi Sayyid Nevarech before the bracha. So, well, most mitzvahs, we don't really need it because the bracha takes care of that job. But benching with a bracha is the job, that's the mitzvah. So it's not going to be able to bring down the kedusha also. It's not going to do a hazmana. And therefore, you have to have this expression of Rabbi Sayyid Nevarech beforehand. Of course, if you read out in note number 6, we're not going to go through it all, but it brings down the chashivas based on the Arizal, saying Lishem Yichud, which is brought down by many mitzvahs, also bringing down the kedusha by other mitzvahs as well. But we'll go weiter in the Mishabura in Sefkot and Gimel. So we said, the leader says, Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo, and everyone responds, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo Tavo Chayinu. And then the leader says the same thing, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo Tavo Chayinu. V'ima Mesubin Tzrichin Lanos Amen Acharov, and whether the Mesubin should answer Amen after he says, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo Tavo Chayinu. Yesh Deos Bein HaAchronim, there is a Machlokes in the Achronim. V'aminog Shalo Lanos, the minog is not to answer Amen. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Os Beis, he brings this from the El Yeraba, the Shaar Tshuva, B'Shem HaMachzik Bracha, the Hagras, the Derech HaChayim, the Ayin B'Achronim, the HaMezamein L'Kuliyam Aloyana Omen Achar Amiras HaMesubin Baruch Shachanu. The Mishabur is discussing over here the Machlokas of whether everyone else should respond to the Mavarech Omen after he says Baruch Shachanu Mishlo Tavachayinu. But says the Shaar Tzion, the Achronim say that in terms of the Mezamein responding to the Tzibur, Amen to their Baruch Shachanu, everyone says no. Kevin Shu Ba'atzmo Chosev Omer Gamkein Baruch. He's about to respond the same thing they said, so he has no reason to say Amen. He's saying Baruch Shachanu Mishlo Tavachayinu. The only discussion is, after they said it, now he goes and says it, if they should answer Amen to the Mezamein sentence, and the minhag is that we don't do that. Sifkot and Dalid, after the Mezamein responds with Tavachayinu, he starts right into the bracha of the benching. Mashma mizeh de lo yomar baruchu varashmo. We know in all the benches, it has baruchu varashmo before the beginning of benching, after the zimun, in parentheses. It's mashma chlilik from mechaber that you don't say baruchu varashmo. And the Shaar Tzion and Os Gimel writes, v'cheinu gamkein das ha-gra v'maiserav. This is also the opinion of the gra, not to say baruchu varashmo. V'yeis poskim kasu lomar baruchu varashmo. Some poskim bring down that you should say baruchu varashmo. V'chein ha-minog, that is the minog. The reason for saying Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo there is to make a hafsaka between the Birchas Zimun and the Birchas HaMazon. That is the reason to yes say it. So the Mechaber is mashma not to say it. There are posts that say yes to say it. The minhag is to say it. But wait. V'ayim b'magen Avraham u'b'shari achronim. Look in the Magen Avraham and the rest of the achronim. The alko ponim lo shayal zeb b'yachid. This is pasha, doesn't apply to a yachid like we just said. There's no Zimun, so it's pasha, doesn't apply to a yachid. V'gam b'shlosha ein lomar oso rak ha-mevarich. And even when there's three people, it should only be said by the leader, v'lo shnayim ha-mezamen imo, not the two other people there. And the reason for that is, for them, so once they said, Baruch Shachan Mishlo Tavachayinu, so the mezamen is responding, so that's already a hafsaka for them between their zimun, what they're saying, and their benching. So the only tzad to say it is for the mezamen himself, that he shouldn't go directly from Baruch Shachan Mishlo Tavachayinu into benching, so there, when there's three people, the mezamein would say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, and the Mishnah Berurah says that is the minhag. We see people doing it different ways. I would guess that most people do not do it when there's three people there, from what I've seen. Says the Mishnah Brura weiter in Sifkaton Hay. Sifkaton Hay is going on that which the Mechaber said, that if there are four people there, that instead of saying Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo, you could say Baruch Shachanu Mishalo. Says the Mishnah Brura, Kevan Shem Shlosha, since besides him there are three others, Uru'uyim Levarach B'Lashon Rabin B'Lado, and they can make the bracha and bench B'Lashon Rabin without him, and therefore he could just command them to bench Baruchu. Aval b'shnayim lo yochel omer baruchu rak nevarech, but with two he needs to be included. Therefore, I say nevarech. Let us bench. Ubediyevedim omer b'shnayim baruchu. Ubediyeved. If he had two people there and he said lashon baruchu, esher the yotze could be he is yotze. And then in Sifkaton Vav, it's going on that which the Mechaber says that you should not say nevarech lelokeinu with a lamed. You should just say nevarech alokeinu, but you shouldn't say nevarech lelokeinu. Going on when you have 10 people, and the Mishnah Brura says, the gabe brocha loksiv lamed. By a brocha, it doesn't have a lamed there, and he brings a pasuk as it says, diksiv baruchu amim elokeinu. The nations will bless our God. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number 10, who gives a little hesber in what the lamed does or what the lamed doesn't do. On page 36 on the top, in note number 10, ubetama dover, the reason why there should be no lamed there, Rav Ozner writes, Al pi divrei Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Sefer HaChinuch, Shemashmos HaLoshon Baruch Ato Hashem. The mashmos of the language of Baruch Ato Hashem, like we say in every bracha, is Shashem Mekor HaBrachos, that Hashem is the source for all brachos. V'lo Shechas V'Sholem Anu Miskavim L'Varcho. Not that we're blessing Hashem. We're saying Hashem is the source of all bracha. If he would say Nevarach Lelokeinu, let us bless to our God, that gives the mashmos that he's blessing Hashem, and it's not appropriate to bless Hashem. We're just announcing that Hashem is the source of all blessing. He doesn't need us to be blessing him. And that's what we're bringing out over here in the pasuk: Baruchu Amim Elokeinu, Ki Agoyim Mevarachim Lelokeinu. Are the goyim blessing Hashem? So the pasuk means to say is that even the goyim are admitting that Hashem is the source for all bracha. So we're saying baruch ato Hashem or the baruch elokeinu. It's saying Hashem is the source of all bracha. So you shouldn't say with a lamed. It sounds like you're blessing Hashem. That's not what you're doing. You're announcing the fact that Hashem is the source of all bracha. You're not actually praising Hashem. Going weiter in the Mishnah Brura, now we get through all those lashonos that the Mechaber said you shouldn't say. So the Mechaber told us, Kol ha-mishana mizeh anusuch, he's a boor. Now, which examples the Mechaber gives? The first example he gave is if you say, Nevarech al ha-mazon she'achalnu. You should just say Nevarech she'achalnu. You shouldn't say al ha-mazon she'achalnu. Why not? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Zayin, by saying al mazon she'achalnu, the mashma de mevarech lebal habayis ha-machilo. It's mashma that you're blessing the balabayas who's feeding you. De'ilo rachmona, because if you're blessing Hashem, lama hu maskir mazon, why are you mentioning the food? Below mazon yesh harbe levarcho. Even out the food, you have so much to praise Hashem for. So by saying nevarech al hamazon she'achalnu, on the food that we ate from him, it sounds like it's the balabayas who gave you the food. And therefore, you shouldn't use the lashon of al hamazon. You should just say nevarech she'achalnu. You also shouldn't say l'mi she'achalnu mishalo, to the one that we ate from. Says the Mishnah Brura Sifkat on Ches, why not? The mashma de rabim heim. Smashma, there's a lot of people. V'zeh zoneh zeh. And this one sustains that one. V'zeh zoneh zeh. And this one sustains that one. U'lefi dvarav hu mevarech l'bal habayis. It sounds like you're blessing the balayis. L'mi she'achalnu mishalo, to the one that we eat from him. And therefore, you shouldn't say l'mi she'achalnu mishalo, just nevarech she'achalnu mishalo, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mi she'achalnu mishalo is the one that we ate from, because there are so many people feeding each other, the one that gave us the food. It takes it away from Hashem, sounds like we're praising the Baal Bayis. The next one we said is that you shouldn't say mituvo instead of uvetuvo. The Mishnah Brura explains that as well in the continuance of Katan Ches. V'gabe mituvo perish mishum de memay betagmulav shel makom. You're holding back. You're limiting the chesed of Hashem. The mashma dover muat kedei chayim. Smashma, he's giving us mituvo. He's giving us from his good only part of it. But it's not true. He's giving us everything good, and therefore it shouldn't be mituvo. It should be baruch shacham mishlo uvetuvo. Also, you shouldn't say, instead of Chayinu, you shouldn't say Chayim. V'tam shalom bar Chayim, the mashma dehu motzi asam raklal. If you're saying, Baruch Shacham v'shalot tovo Chayim, so from him there's life, it doesn't sound like you're part of it. You're not thanking Hashem for your life. Chayinu includes yourself, and therefore you shouldn't take yourself out of the klal. So therefore, all these changes that you make to the bracha, you are a boor. Then we said, if there are 10 people, since you're mentioning Hashem's name, the first thing that we knocked off, you would be able to do. We said before, you can't say Nevarech al hamazon she'achalnu, because it sounds like the one who gave you the food, the balabayas. But if you're saying Hashem's name, so you're saying Nevarech Elokeinu al hamazon she'achalnu mishalo, there's no room for error to think that we're praising the balabayas, because we said Elokeinu. Therefore, that lashon would be okay. It says in Mishaburin Sefkat and Tes, Desu leka lumiti dekoya balabayas hamachilo. Once you have Hashem's name in the sentence, it's pashut that you're not going to make a mistake that it's referring to the balabayas. It's pashut that it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's finish the Siman and Dusit Beis. Page 192, top line. Imto HaMezamein Ba'asara. If the person who was leading the benching with 10 people made a mistake, V'ha'onim, and the ones responding also made a mistake, V'lo Eskiru Elokeinu, and they forgot to say Elokeinu, you know, they had a minion, Einem Yecholim Lasso, they can't go back. Aval Imadayin Lo Onu Acharov, but if he said it, but the tzibur didn't answer him yet, yachzur v'yazamin b'shem. Then he can go back and he can correct his mistake and say it again with Hashem's name. So once the tzibur already responded, so then they can't go back. But if the tzibur didn't yet respond to his initial statement on the varach shachalam mishalo, he could go back and quickly say the varach elokeinu shachalam mishalo, and then they can go and say elokeinu. Says the mishaburin tzivkot on yud einam yichol lachzur, dibidyevid yatsu b'zim v'lo shem. Because with the Eved, even if you're 10 people, you are Yotzi with the Zima without Hashem's name. And therefore, once you already were well on your way of the Zima, that the Mevarech said something and the Tzibur responded, so you can't go back anymore. But now, what about when the Mezamed is responding, Baruch Shachal Mishloh Tavol Chayinu, after the Tzibur, and they realize the mistake there, they can't go back. But can he go back in his last sentence and say, Elokeinu? So, V'im Yochal HaMezamed Lachzor Achar Kach V'lomar Baruch Elokeinu. So if the Mezamin can then go back and say Baruch Elokeinu afterwards, when he has to say his response, Osha Tzarech Lomer Gamkein below shame, or whether he's responsible to say without the shame, Me'achar Sha'onim Amru Mitchila below shame, maybe he has to follow suit with the Tzibur. Did they forgot Elokeinu, so he shouldn't say it either. So should he make the correction and do it the right way, or should he do it the wrong way, following suit with the Tzibur that's there? Yeish Deos Bein HaAchronim, that gets involved in Machlokas in the Achronim. Ayin b'shai tshuva ulukuli alma imheim amru b'shem. But everyone agrees, if he said without Hashem's name, and they said Baruch Elokeinu shechanu mishalo, yocho gamu lachzor loma Baruch Elokeinu, then it's pashut that in his response he would say Baruch Elokeinu shechanu mishalo, after nevarech omer below shem. Even though in his initial statement, nevarech shechanu mishalo, he forgot Elokeinu, but once they remembered it and the tzibur said it, it's pashut he would say it afterwards. The only suffix is, if he forgot it, the tzibur forgot it, now he's going back to the last sentence, if he should leave it off already because they already forgot it, or should he say it the correct way? That's a machlokas in the Achronim. In Sifkot on Yudalef, he says that if the Tzibur has not yet said anything, he just said Nevarach Shechal Mishalo, he realized he forgot Elokeinu, so he should go back right away and say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechal Mishalo before they say anything. The Kevon Shalo Ono Adayin says the Mishabura, because the Tzibur did not say anything yet, Lo Niskayim Mitzvah Zimun. They haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah Zimun yet. V'havi Kilach Hachilu, now it's the Hachilu. He didn't start yet. So if he didn't start yet, so Avada, go back and say, Neverach Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo. And note number 11, he discusses an interesting shiloh the opposite way. We're discussing over here in Sid Beis a case where there's 10, and they forgot to say Elokeinu. Let's say you have less, you have 7, the guy wasn't counting, and he said Elokeinu by accident. What do you do there? V'im zimnu ba'askaras Hashem shelo l'tzarech. If they did a zimun with Hashem's name for no reason, they weren't 10. So mashmos divrei hatzlach shenechsheves birchosam kibracha sheinatzricha. The mashmos of hatzlach is that it's considered a bracha sheinatzricha. V'aprimegodim istapik im yesh bazel lav shelo sisa. And the primegodim is in doubt of whether there is an aveira of lo sisa over here. V'shoresh sveika hu. The root of his suffix is as follows. Heim rak hamavarech bracha sheinatzricha b'shem u'malchus over lo sisa. Are you only over on lo sisa when you actually say a regular bracha with shem u'malchus for no reason? Or just mentioning Hashem's name alone, that's enough to be over in Lo Sisa. Because you didn't make a brach over here. You just said Baruch Elokeinu. You said Hashem's name, but it wasn't in the form of a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So he's mesupik about that. V'eish l'Avraham hekel b'davar, he's lenient, and he says, kevan shebarach elokeinu eino matbeya bracha b'shomakom, that's not the regular format of a bracha in any place, elohu rak shevach l'Hashem yisbarach, just the praise of Hashem, it's not a regular bracha, and therefore you would not be over on losisa. V'aktsos ha'shulchan estapik, ha'im heim tzrichim lomar baruch shem kevon ma'chusul v'yolom v'ed. They said, "Elokeinu." Should they quickly say Baruch Shem, like we say normally if we make a bracha levatala? Kedin misha berach levatala. Do you say it or not? Ulaachar mikain yachsru vizanu kedin. Do they say Baruch? Do they say Baruch Shem kavam achusul levat to levatal what they did? Now go back and bench without Hashem's name. O shema yatsu b'diavad b'zimun ze, or maybe b'diavad they're yotzi with the zimun. Kevan shal kol ponim amru Baruch Shachar mishalo. Fine, you said Hashem's name inappropriately, but you still said what you're supposed to say. You still said Baruch Shachar mishalo. Sees mesupik. Could be it's connected to the first suffix, whether it's losisa, could be it's unrelated. But lemaisa, you did the zimun already. You just had one wrong word there. So is there grounds to say baruch shem and then go back and do it again, or just leave it? Lemaisa, you did already the zimun and you said all the words you're supposed to say with one extra word. So maybe you should just leave it. That's a suffix that the Ksos HaShulchan brings down. We'll stop here at Amir Tz Hashem. And the next year we'll begin Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel.